This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Michael Bethencourt. Patient's last name Bethencourt. First name Michael, Michael, middle initial S. Date of birth is 5/20/49. This is a 74-year-old. Date of visit 12/18/23. This is a 74-year-old male patient who is here for routine follow-up. He's actually history presenting illness. Patient has not been seen here since July. He apparently had a telehealth visit in August after he's had the bypass surgery on August 10th period. He's requesting a refill on his Cialis 5 milligrams daily. History presenting illness. Patient states that he went to see Dr. Mays for shortness of breath on exertion. Actually, he stated that he was not short of breath at that time, but had a lot of swelling in his lower extremities. They did Doppler and some vascular workup. One led to another. Then he had an echocardiogram, which was abnormal. So he had a cardiac cath, which was abnormal again, and recommended heart, open heart surgery. He went for a second opinion to a doctor in Houston. The cardiologist was Stephen Pickett in Memorial City Cardiology Associates. And again, he had an abnormal cardiac cath and was recommended surgery. He underwent surgery in Memorial Hospital. He had one artery bypassed in the LAD. And again, he also had one stent placed because it was in an area that could not be bypassed. All his medications have been changed and lowered. The doses have been lowered since the bypass period. For a while there, post-bypass, he was taken off his cholesterol medication because of the abnormal LFTs. He also it appears that patient probably had some congested heart with could have been could have caused the abnormal liver enzyme elevation. He has been treated and all his medications have been adjusted, and he's had a repeat lab work done in the beginning of December, which shows his CBC is normal, his CMP is pretty normal, liver enzyme is totally normal, and his cholesterol was also normal. He has been placed back on a statin, but he's off the atorvastatin and now he's on Crestor, 10 milligrams a day. Current medications include, he's on metoprolol succinate, extended release, 25 milligram once a day, valsartan, plain, no HCTZ, 80 milligram twice a day, baby aspirin one a day, Crestor 10 milligrams one at the time, clopidogrel 75 milligrams one a day, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, and tadalafil 5 milligrams one a day. He's on vitamin C 500 milligrams a day, vitamin D 2,000 units a day, fish oil 4,000 units a day, and glucosamine 1,500 milligrams a day. He had the bypass surgery on on August 10th, 2023. On examination, patient weighed in at 258 pounds. That's a 7-pound increase since July. Blood pressure was 160 over 78, pulse 68 per minute, pulse ox 95%, temperature 97.1, BMI 35. He's right-handed. He's does not smoke now, although he's a past smoker, quit 5 years ago. He used to smoke one packet per day for more than 40 years. Then has drug use. On exam, he is allergic to lisinopril. On lungs are quite clear. Head normocephalic. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly, JP not distended. Lungs are quite clear, no wheezing, bronchi or rolls. Heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sensorum. Extremities are large but no edema. I did review the lab work with patient, which is pretty normal. I also did review his cardiac cath finding. There was severe stenosis of the distal left main, and ostial LAD. Otherwise, mild non-obstructive CAD plan. No, assessment, coronary artery disease, status post bypass grafting, status post coronary stenting, hypertension, well, much better controlled now, although his systolic today is slightly high. Other diagnoses include hypercholesterolemia by history and shortness of breath on exertion plan. I did discuss with patient that most often patients do go into heart failure post-op CABG, and it appears that he was appropriately treated and his shortness of breath is better, but he would like to see a pulmonologist. We will do a referral to the pulmonology period. He continues current medications. I did refill his Cialis 5 milligrams daily, number 90. I will also give a prescription for Lasix 40 milligrams, number 90, one daily AM. He will continue other medications as prescribed. I did ask him to start walking and start his exercise routine. He says he, before the bypass, he was walking 3 miles without any shortness of breath. We will do a referral to the pulmonary with, and we'll send his lab results and his cath report and med list. I will. He will return to the office in 3 months for follow-up with Dr. Dave.